We're about halfway between the Feast of the Transfiguration and the Solemnity of the Assumption, two great feasts of glory. And right in the middle of this novena of glory comes today's feast, a feast of a martyr. I think the lesson probably is clear enough. Martyrdom is glorious. The way to glory is by offering ourselves, by dying to ourselves. St. Lawrence, today's saint, is the great example. Yesterday we spoke about the phenomenon of paradox in the scriptures and in the spiritual life. And there's no greater paradox than Jesus himself. In today's gospel, which is specially chosen for the Feast of St. Lawrence, Jesus speaks about the paradoxical nature of seeds or of a grain of wheat. If you have a grain of wheat, as long as you keep it, that's all you have. It remains just a grain of wheat. But if you bury it, if it's dead and buried, well then, it produces much fruit. Now, when we think of seeds, or we think of planting, we don't think of it as a death experience, because there's no farmer who, at the end of the day, after planting all the seeds, is mourning the loss of the seeds. Because we know, especially a farmer knows, that planting is a step toward abundant life. If you don't plant, you don't harvest. So we know that when it comes to plants, grains of wheat or any other seeds. But Jesus says, no, planting is a death. To plant a seed, to bury a seed in the ground is to give it up, to give it away, to sacrifice it. It's a death experience. And even though we don't think that way when it comes to seeds, it's a good lesson for us when it comes to our own experience of giving up or of sacrificing or of letting go, because we experience those steps as death experiences, and for that reason we tend to reject them. We want to hold on to our life. Jesus says here, whoever loves his life loses it. Loves, meaning love in the selfish sense. Whoever clings to his life, whoever grasps his life, almost chokes his own life. Well, if you do that, you lose it. Something like holding on to a grain. You can hold on to it your whole life long if you want to. In the end, you're not going to get anything out of it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Eternal life meaning abundant life, a rich harvest. So this idea of hating our life in this world has to be understood properly. He's not talking about the psychological disorder of self-hatred or of self-rejection. He's talking about this abandonment of self, this letting go of attachment to oneself. Whoever gives himself in this life reaps a harvest of abundant new life, eternal life. That's the paradox. That's the exact pattern that Jesus takes on himself and reveals to us as the way to eternal life. The paradox of the cross. This reading is chosen for the Feast of St. Lawrence, because St. Lawrence follows this pattern exactly. He himself is a seed, a grain of wheat, just like Jesus. He's a grain of wheat who gave himself away, who freely and joyfully offered himself to martyrdom and has borne abundant fruit. In fact, is still bearing good fruit as we celebrate his feast day. This is a very joyful feast in the church. In fact, it's a very unusual one because it's the only feast I can think of that has this rank of feast of a saint who's not mentioned in the Bible or an event in the life of Christ. Most There's lots of martyrs, but they're usually memorials or optional memorials. St. Lawrence, or San Lorenzo, is his martyrdom is celebrated as a feast, a joyful triumph. The first reading is also chosen especially for this feast day. It's the passage from 2 Corinthians where Paul is encouraging the Corinthians to donate to the collection. And he says, well, don't do it because I'm telling you to. Don't do it under compulsion. Don't do it with sadness. God loves a cheerful giver. If you want to give, give. And if you give, do it with joy. Make a gift of yourself. No one's forcing you. Love can't be forced. Well, this idea of a cheerful giver, the church immediately attached to St. Lawrence because he, again, embodied this word. He's a cheerful giver. You know the story of St. Lawrence. You probably know the story. He was a deacon in the Church of Rome. This was during the time of the Emperor Valerian, who was one of the brutal persecutors of the early church, middle of the 3rd century. This is 258, I think, or 259. So the church is, Christianity in general, is looked at as a weird sect, a weird cult, a divisive and strange little group. And there were waves of persecution in the era of the Roman emperors, and Valerian is one of the big waves. So he decides, I'm going to get rid of these strange people. They don't follow the gods. They don't submit themselves to the Roman law. They have a separate world of their own. I'm just going to get rid of them. So he rounded up the leaders, had the Pope martyred, Pope Sixtus II. Pope Sixtus and 4 deacons were martyred. They're martyred on August 6th. Well, Lawrence wasn't with them, and he was a bit disappointed that his friends, his boss, the Pope, and his fellow deacons, they got to enter into glory, and Lawrence got left behind. And he could read the writing on the wall. He knew what was going to happen. All the church leaders knew that if they stayed in Rome, they would eventually be martyred. That was the way it was. Lawrence gets summoned by the Roman officials, and he's told, okay, your church is an illegal organization. You're under arrest. Now, if you want to get a favorable treatment, bring in the treasures that your organization has collected, and we'll look with more mercy on you. Bring in all the treasures, because the reputation was that the Christians had these secret golden vessels and treasures. You know the story. Lawrence was in charge of the social ministry of the Church of Rome. He was in charge of distributing the church's treasures to the poor and the sick. Meaning, what's valuable to the church is not the money, but the people. And so Lawrence said, okay, he wants to see the treasure of the church. He gathers together the lame, the poor, the sick, the elderly, and he gathers them into a big group, calls in the emperor and says, here you go. Here's the treasure of the church. I don't know if he thought it was a joke or if he was really trying to evangelize, but I think he did it well aware that he's going to die anyway. He might as well make a point. He might as well evangelize. He might as well make it clear what the church really values. The church doesn't care about money because God doesn't care about money. The treasure of the church is the people, especially the poor. And anyone who serves the poor realizes what a privilege it is, what a gift it is to have people who are in need, because it gives us an opportunity to serve. All the great saints who are known as saints of charity are always grateful that God has put poor people in their lives. Well, this is Lawrence. He's happy to be able to serve, and he boasts about this ministry as a deacon. Well, Valerian didn't think it was very funny, and so he said, well, now I'm going to make you suffer more than Sixtus and your fellow deacons, they were beheaded, but I'm going to roast you alive. And so they prepared the gridiron and put Lawrence on it. And according to the tradition, after he had been roasted for a while, he said, "You can turn me over," implying, "I'm done on this side, you cook the other side." Again, he's laughing, he's joking. "You think you can intimidate me, Valerian? You think you can scare me with your tortures and your death? I know that when a seed falls to the ground and dies, it bears abundant fruit. I know that when I die, I'm going to go into eternal glory. You think I'm going to be afraid of death? Death is the way. You think I'm going to be afraid of the cross? Jesus says, follow me, take up your cross. You can't intimidate me. I'm laughing at you, Valerian. I'm laughing at you, torture and death." That's Lawrence. He's a cheerful giver. According to the tradition, Lawrence is the patron saint of cooks and comedians. This is the church's sense of humor. Cooks, because he got cooked. Barbecue. So if anyone does barbecue, he can invoke the patronage of St. Lawrence. Comedians. I never heard of a patron saint of comedians, but that's what they say. Patron saint of comedians, because he's making the ultimate joke. The ultimate joke is everything in this world that you think is so important and so powerful, it's nothing. I'm laughing. So the church invites us to laugh with Lawrence, to be a cheerful giver with St. Lawrence, to learn from him the power of the seed in the ground, the power of the cross, the power of sacrifice, to see beyond the loss, the death, and to see the abundant harvest, eternal life. If we can see in faith beyond what intimidates us here, then we can really rejoice to make a gift of ourselves. And then we can join in bearing an abundant harvest for the Lord.